Let's catch up with the CEO of the City of Greater Bendigo, Craig Neiman. Craig, good morning to you.
Good morning, Robbo. Good morning, Steve.
Good morning.
So let's talk about a number of things. If you haven't been to the Mary Quant exhibition yet, you should do so because it is fabulous, but time is running out.
It is indeed. Closes, I think it's about the 11th of July, Robbo. So, and we've missed a couple of weeks just recently where we had to close the operations of the art gallery due to COVID lockdown. So back open again and expecting a bit of an influx of visitors from Melbourne who had booked and missed out over those couple of weeks. So anyone that local particularly that wants to go and have a look, please go and have a look very soon. We strongly recommend that you book online, book some tickets in advance, just because there are still restricted numbers allowed in the gallery at any one time. So please make a booking. Make sure you get to see that international exhibition, and it's on its way to Auckland, I think, after Bendigo. So
terrific. It is. It is great. I mean, Steve and I went down there when it was first opening and had a look, and it's just fabulous, yeah.
It's fabulous.
Yeah, and something for everyone.
I imagine these people that are released from Melbourne are coming up with the chains still dragging behind the car. So there's element of a bit of freedom there. Now, you're looking for some input into some shows, and Robbo volunteered. We spoke about this earlier in the week, and Robbo volunteered to run a bingo session during the Seniors Festival, but you're looking for something a bit different to that.
I'm sorry to interrupt there, but I've had to cancel it anyway. I put in the application, even though I had to get special dispensation, Craig, because I'm not old enough, of course.
Yeah, fair enough.
But I asked about doing the bingo, but they've changed it now with all the political correctness. I can't say Two Fat Ladies 88. So that's it, I'm done.
He's out. Yeah. His best line is out.
Yeah,
anyway, tell us more, Craig.
So the Seniors Festival is on in October, between October 3 and October 10. We're looking for local groups, community organisations, anyone interested in running an event over the festival to contact us so that they can let us know about that event and we can book it into a program. We want to have as many different opportunities for people, older people, to come and enjoy that week. The festival theme is keeping on. And Robbo, I don't think the age restriction is about who's presenting and who's providing the activity. It's more about who's attending.
Oh, right, okay.
So you can probably still, if you can manage your wording, you can probably still get a foot in the door.
Well, I reckon that'd be great too, because it'd be one of the few places I could go to these days where, at least in some cases, I might be the youngest one there. Because it doesn't happen very often, I'll give you the tip.
Really trying to promote positive ageing, active ageing, entertainment, exhibitions, learning new skills, well-being, exercise, activities, anything the older people might be interested in, and we want to look after our people who have made a great contribution to our community in those people and keep them active and healthy.
Yep, and we've been talking on the news this morning, actually, on a serious note about the fact that, using ageist terms is on the way out as well. And I do think that's a great thing because I made the point to somebody the other day talking about it that our older citizens are so much younger these days. And I think that's really true. Plus, I'm very pleased that it's gone because people at work can't call me a silly old bugger anymore. They're not allowed to.
We'll just word it carefully.
Yeah.
Now, get your armour ready because we're talking about the council meeting, Craig, and Robbo's here waiting.
No.
I know he puts these in his calendar. That's why I wanted to mention it again this morning, because we had to change our council meeting from Monday evening to Thursday evening. So I hope that doesn't interfere with your itinerary, Robbo.
I do wash my hair on Thursday nights.
Yeah, the 24th of June is next Thursday, our council meeting at 6 p.m. So the Mayor and I are in Canberra for the next, over the weekend and early next week at a national local government assembly, and we'll try and do some advocacy while we're up there about projects and things that are important to Greater Bendigo. So the council shifted the meeting to Thursday night next week. Okay. And there are quite a number of people that do tune in on a regular basis.
Yes, I do know that there are, Craig. I mean, tongue in cheek, mate. Yeah. No, I mean, not me, but I'm sure there are plenty that do. And before you leave us, the easing of restrictions happening, of course, from tonight at 11:59.
Yeah, so good to see that there is easing of restrictions. Hopefully they've got on top of those outbreaks in Melbourne. Good to see hospitality being able to open up more. And we really feel for the hospitality and the creative industry sectors during lockdown because they're the ones that are most affected, I think. Good to see sport up and running again, and spectators at sport able to go and watch, you know, people going up, able to go and watch their children play sport and so on. So good for community, good for social activity. Just got to continue to adhere to the controls and restrictions that are in place about social distancing and wearing masks inside, etc.
Yeah, indeed. Okay, all right. Well, listen, good luck in Canberra. I know it's obviously getting up there trying to get a slice of the action up there, so we wish you and the Mayor very well, and it'll be Daniel Brewer. We're on holidays next week, but Dan will talk to you next week.
Terrific.
Good on you. Thanks, mate. All the very best. Thank you. Craig Neiman, the CEO of the City of Greater Bendigo, joining us on the Wake Up Call at Gold Centre Victoria.